28-year-old Nathan Bake from Cheshire was given 16 years in jail after admitting his role in running a platform on the dark web. Adam Priestley from the NCA says the 30 staff at the site had different backgrounds.
Practicing doctor in the NHS. Bake, who has been referenced, was a mechanic. Most of them spent an awful lot of time on it, consistent with doing any other paid job for employment.
Israel has launched strikes on what it says were Hezbollah terror targets in Lebanon. They followed the death of an Israeli woman in a rocket attack in northern Israel. The Foreign Secretary is urging US politicians to pass a bill which would unlock billions of dollars for Ukraine's fight against Russia. It has to clear the House of Representatives, where some in the Republican Party oppose it. Lord Cameron's written an article saying, "I do not want us to show the weakness displayed against Hitler in the 1930s. But Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't paying much attention to him.
"I think he tried to compare us to Hitler also. And if that's the kind of language he wants to use, I really have nothing to say to him."
"Well, you likened you to an appeaser to Hitler in not voting through funding for Ukraine."
"I really don't care what David Cameron has to say."
The Chancellor is playing down hopes of an interest rate cut by the Bank of England soon after inflation remained unchanged. The increase in the cost of living stayed at 4% last month. A rail strike on two operators is planned for the first of next month. The ASLEB union says drivers on Northern and LNER will walk out, while a three-day overtime ban begins the day before. And just a quick bit of sport, Rangers are 1-0 up at home against Ross County in their attempt to move level on points with Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic. They do that with victory at Ibrox. Elsewhere, Aberdeen trail Motherwell by the same score. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good evening and welcome to Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Tonight's show is dedicated to legendary DJ Steve Wright, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 69. I remember listening to his show on the way home from junior school. So he was one of the first DJs that I was properly aware of, and all of those presenters that I heard growing up contributed to me wanting to become a DJ and come and do this for myself. So thank you very much for the memories, Steve, and for the inspiration. Rest in peace. kicking off tonight's show. Given that today, as well as Valentine's Day, it's also Ash Wednesday. So I thought I'd get something suitable from Ash to kick off the show. That was Shining Light. And I also thought it was a really apt one to play for Steve Wright, who I mentioned at the start of the show, passed away earlier this week. And he definitely was a shining light. Tonight's show is dedicated to him. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and a round of curveballs tonight. I'll be chatting to, and I love how this plan came together, Matt from Alexander Valentine. We were chatting like a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought, wouldn't it be great if I managed to get him to do an interview for today? So yes, it's all worked out, and you'll be able to hear his chat and his band's brand new double A-side single as well. And as well as gigs that they've got coming up, you've got another couple of opportunities to see them live in the coming fortnight and beyond. And we'll have the gig guide and a round of Cheer with Nick. And we'll have some vaguely romantic tunage for you as well. I mean, some of it more so than others. We'll have a sort of, the vague bit refers to tonight's Chill with Nick. It's basically songs with romantic sounding titles, because, you know, chill hop, it's not necessarily that romantic a genre, if you know what I mean. Maybe slightly more romantic than metal, but, well, you get the idea. In the meantime, though, I'm going to play you some great love-themed songs by local bands as well. Starting off with this lot, a band who called their album Do You Wanna Find Love. It's 2 Year Break.
Sending a message through my friends, they will catch us in the end. This is a caution to all my friends, we are targets of a trend. This is a warning to all my friends, they will strike when we descend. We take a swipe at the ones we like, we need the funds to make it right. Self-esteem don't pay their rent. Saying, do you wanna find love? Every time we talk, they keep on saying, do you wanna find love? Do you wanna find love? Oh, do you wanna find love? Every time I keep on singing, no, I don't wanna buy drugs in the past. Think about it. We take the bait to accumulate all the things that they overrate. Play the game, it's time to spend. This is your question.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're not the only one who's jumped the gun disqualified. I'm so particular, no visitor keeps me satisfied. The clocks you swing don't make me sing. I'm not someone you can hypnotize. Shoulder to lean on, cold away from me. I'm stuffing my face, but my palate's got a habit for new taste. The taste of surprise. I just don't see the picture. I'm not quite with you. I'm in love with the thrill of it. You're in love with an idiot. I'm in love with the thrill of it. You're in love with an idiot. I'm in love with the thrill of it. You're in love.
Two tracks in a row from great local bands here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. First up, it was 2 Year Break and Do You Wanna Find Love? New material coming from them, hopefully next month. Really, really excited for that. There's loads of stuff going on in their socials at the moment that's teasing things. And, well, very much looking forward to hearing what they have coming up. And you just heard Rolled Up Sleeves with You're In Love With An Idiot. Love that track. It is, they have a couple of gigs coming up, I think, and we'll be looking forward to seeing what they come up with this year as well with interest. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you, I don't know. I mean, I'll take requests if anyone wants me to be their Valentine, but no pressure, honestly. And we'll do romantic shout-outs if you like. I'm not that much of a bitter singleton, I promise you. And well, if you've got any questions about the music we're playing, if you want to recommend a gig that's coming up in the next 7 days or beyond that you are playing, promoting, or just going to, and recommend us some music, any other reason that you want to get in touch, then we would love to hear from you. Email radio@phoenixfm.com. I am on all the socials at Nick Field Media. There's a Curveballs Facebook page, facebook.com/curveballradio, which you can also send us a message through. And if you're on the Phoenix Film website now, then there's a contact section which you can get through to us as well. There is a webcam and a chat room floating around on there as well. Feel free to message us there. We do check those. And yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. Next up, this is a track that we played for the first time on last week's show. It's It was when we chatted to this band's lead singer. It's from their album Intermittent Fast Living, which is out this coming Friday. The band A Pet Needs, and this one, an appropriate one for Valentine's. You'll understand when you hear it. It's Separation Anxiety. I love you more than our dog does. That is a bold statement. Courtesy of Pet Needs here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track, Separation Anxiety, as mentioned, it's from their brand new album, Intermittent Fast Living, which is out on Friday. And you can listen back to my interview with Johnny from Pet Needs from last week's show on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. Or if you're on the Phoenix FM website now, it's just clicking anywhere it says Curveballs. You can even binge listen to them, listeners. And I do recommend that, but then I am biased. It is where you can listen back to all our recent interviews and shows. Next up here on Curveballs, we're continuing the romantic theme with another upcoming guest this time. He's going to be, he's joined us on the show. It was a couple of years ago that he was here in the studio. He is back on the 6th of March, which by my calculations is 3 weeks' time. Yes. And, well, looking forward to having him in. In the meantime, this is brand new from Jay Keys, and it's called Mad About You.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind, yeah. I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Got this girl by my side and she said she wants a ride. Come on, baby, let's go, let's go. She told me that I'm on her mind and we're running out of time. Come on, baby, let's go, let's go. Yeah, the sunset on the beach, the edge, I cannot reach the oxygen. I breathe the success I need. I'm nothing when you leave this fate. I do believe this feeling can't be wrong. I'm nothing when you're gone, nah. I'm mad about you. You mad about me. You give me that L. I'll give you that D. No waiting in queues. We VIP.
You locked down my heart, throw away the key.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind, yeah. I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Mad about you. Mad about you. Stuck in my mind, it's got stuck in my brain. My love and my world, my wife and my girl. Can't get enough of your loving. Man, what a feeling, hate when you're leaving. Pure love, pure sex, I feel you look good in them Gucci heels, I can't lie. Maybe if looks could kill, I would die. Every time I look in your eyes, I'm mad about you. You mad about me. You give me that L, I'll give you that D. No waiting in queues, we VIP. You lock down my heart, throw away the key.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind, yeah. I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Mad about you. Mad about you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
All the boys on the left wanna shoot down. All the boys on the right at their own town. There's a bomb going off in the background. Everybody's suffering. Angelique puts a faith in religion. Sits alone as she cries in the kitchen. At the scenes on her own television. Everybody's struggling. I don't know just what we need to do. All I have is just the words I sing to you. Please excuse my simple point of view. But if I stand for love, we stand up too. We gotta stand for something. It's all or nothing. Because the way we're living is just not working. We stand for love, maybe they will too. There's a war going on and we don't mind. There's a death on the screen and we rewind. Take an eye for an eye and we're all blind. Everybody's murdering. Now the town's gonna drown in the bloodshed. All the god with a gun to his own head. Take a life for a life and we're all dead. Time for something new. We gotta stand for something. It's all or nothing. If I stand for love, will you stand up too? By the road we're taking, we just can't make it. And my heart is breaking. Stand, cause if that has to make peace for the human race, it's only love that can make our amends. That's what I'm standing for. You've got to stand for something, my friend. On the right of their own town, there's a bomb going off in the background. Everybody's suffering. All the boys.
boys on the left wanna shoot down all the boys on the right of their own town.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard Jay Keys and a new track from him entitled Mad About You. As mentioned, he'll be joining us in the studio in 3 weeks' time. And the track you just heard, because it's not just romantic love that we need to be thinking about on Valentine's Day, it's general love for all. However, whether you call it platonic or it's, or yeah, just mutual understanding. Then that track from Sonic Boom 6 summed it up pretty well, I thought. The next track is another one that covers a similar topic, and I thought it was very important that we do cover the topics on the show. This is Ren Steadman and Love Wins.
There's a lump in my throat from the words that I said. I'm biting my tongue so that I will say less about what's really on my mind. Heart in my hand as I empty my head. My thoughts on a page that I wish you'd read. Cleaning out my old bedroom to find. It hurts to know you're not on my side. You might not agree with me, but I fought hard and my heart's heavy. Just know it's hard to be singled out by everybody. So if your God says we can't have love like this, then your God doesn't know what love really is. There's a feeling of hope when you see all the flags march down the streets by the people in drag. You are afraid to just feel free. There's a pang in my chest as I feel so at home, knowing that we're all here and no one's alone, just everybody else and me. The tide will wash all our worries out to the sea. You might not agree with me, but I fall hard and my heart's heavy. Just know it's hard to be singled out by everybody. So if your God says we can't have love like this, then your God doesn't know what love really is. You throw every shot with precision and blame the things you say on religion. This isn't how the world should be, 'cause it's the goddamn 21st century. Might not agree with me, but I fought hard and my heart's heavy. Just know it's hard to be singled out by everybody. So if your God says we can't have a love like this, then your God doesn't know what love really is.
Ren Steadman and Love Wins here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. My chat with Alexander Valentine will be coming up after this, which is a track that I just had to play on the Valentine's Day special, especially as my sister Helen is coming down to visit tomorrow. So here's Helen Love and We Love You.
Bubblegum, punk, pop, disco, don't stop, make love effort in your home. You don't need a studio. Bubblegum, punk, pop, disco, don't stop, drum machine, Casio, get it on the radio. Can't stop chewing and a synthesizer, she got more fizz than a bottle of Tizer. Can't stop Sheena and a Super K, with a buzz box on, she'll play all day. Pop boy, pop girl, we love you. Pop boy, pop girl, we love you. Pop boy, pop girl, we love you. We love you. Bubblegum, punk, pop, disco, don't stop, make a record in your home, you don't need a studio. Bubblegum, punk, pop, disco, don't stop, get some pictures, cut them up, post it up and put it up. Can't stop Julie having disco fun, she got more records than
these jeans to make you love me. I cut a hole so your hand would fit. Now I don't care about you. I'm gonna sew up all the rips. I got these boots to make you happy. I scrub them up to turn you on. Now I don't care about you. I got my Helen Love t-shirt on. Can't stop Chewy and a super move. You'll be amazed at the things she'll do. Can't stop Sheena and a super K. With a fuzz box on, she'll play all day. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Had to be done on Valentine's Day. Helen Love and We Love You here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. My chat with Alexander Valentine is coming up next after we've heard, we familiarised ourselves with some of his material. This is Villain. Hopefully none of you had to deal with too many of those today.
The business of good times, they never come easy. I'm paying the price more than I can afford. The bags under my eyes are permanent fixtures. They shadow my face as I trade through the day. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything. Think you're being all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain. Been playing possession, and man, it's a long shot to think I can change the oldest of my ways. Yet I've always had a penchant for a screamer. Tightest of space. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you're being all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain.
Alexander Valentine, Villain, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. I caught up with Matt from Alexander Valentine just recently, and this is what he had to say.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and we're spending Valentine's Day the only way we possibly could, which is with Matt, the main man from Alexander Valentine. Good evening, Matt. How you doing?
Good evening, Nick. How are we doing? We okay?
Yes, we are all good here.
Great. So, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. And, well, how does Alexander Valentine celebrate Valentine's Day?
Usually with a lot of noise I don't know, I'm not quite sure, actually. How does Alexander Valentine celebrate Valentine's Day? Usually with a good book, is what I would say. Usually with a nice book, and maybe if I'm feeling particularly lazy, I'll maybe just have the telly on, to be honest. It's not really not as romantic as it might suggest for me.
Well, whatever floats your boat and things you can enjoy can spread the kind of love that we need more in the world, I reckon.
Absolutely, yeah. Spreading love is probably the main thing, isn't it?
Indeed it is. So, who is in Alexander Valentine with you?
In Alexander Valentine, it's myself, but then I've also got Lennon Donaldson on the drums, Sarai Gomez on bass, Ethan Faith on the lead guitar, and on synthesizers and keyboards, we've got Greg Hummel as well.
Indeed.
So there's five of us split into the live band is slightly different to the into the recording aspect of the band, because the recording aspect of the band is kind of myself and Greg Hummel. We kind of lay down the main bodies of the tracks ourselves.
Excellent. Yes, both, and of course, both you and Greg have been on the show in various past bands of yours. So yes, I think this was at the time when Upminster had a bit of an emerging scene on the front, which
had a bit of a thing going on for sure. Yeah, yeah,
indeed. And I'm glad that you're still flying that flag. Really good to hear.
Doing my best for that. Yeah.
And it's good that you are. So, I mean, I suppose when you first joined us many, many moons ago, your sound was very indie and kind of got rockier as time went on. And of course, Greg is now probably best known for most of his like dance production. Yeah, he's become very dance orientated. And Alexander Valentine, I mean, I kind of see you guys as a bit more, maybe a bit more experimental than the work you've done in the past. I mean, whenever you send me your new songs, I'm never sure what to expect, which is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, how is it how do you see it from your end? You know, who's influencing you a lot at the moment?
Yeah, I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head there that with Alexander Valentine, there is more of a tendency to look left field with regards to influences. I mean, I think it might be more to do with the fact that I'm playing in more bands and listening to more music, absolutely. And having Greg in the fold is really good, because we get to kind of experiment in a way that maybe I hadn't been able to before creatively.
Indeed.
Anyway. I couldn't pin it down to one artist, because I do also feel that in the same way that I am experimenting with different sounds, there's also kind of still that bedrock of your classics. But I think the thing about those bands that maybe inspired me in the first place, the thing about them that was so exciting was the fact that they're always trying new things, and you weren't ever really sure what was going to kind of come out next.
Indeed.
So I think that's kind of like the foundations were quite laid quite early on. And I think one thing I would say, I mean, I'm not one to kind of look back often, but having kind of amassed quite a bit of music over the last few years, I would say that, yeah, there's definitely, even within those projects themselves, the great thing about everybody that I've ever worked with has been like, well, we need to kind of push on to the next thing by the time the thing we're doing is done. And that's the best thing about it, is that you kind of always are trying to muddle your way through something new. And that's like the exciting thing about being in any creative endeavor, I think.
Just kind of like seeing, right, where's it going to take us next? And I think with the setup you have, it's certainly enabled you to try lots of different things, but at the same time, kind of like using a lot of your past experience in as well.
It's quite interesting, really, because I would say that actually now it's getting to the point where I am honing my craft more and more in terms of being a musician, but I'm kind of always trying to find a new thing to be an amateur in and to kind of go alongside that. So I think it's quite an interesting time anyway. I think musically anyway, I think it's quite an interesting time if you look at what's happening in the world of music. So to kind of be able to dip my toe into what's going on at the moment, it's quite freeing, and a lot of the people that I speak to are kind of always trying new things out, and I kind of would not like to be, I certainly would never like to be put in a box.
Definitely, and I don't think anyone's going to be able to do that to you very soon. So tell us about the latest single. It's a double A-side, isn't it?
Double A side single, yeah. So it's That Mood and Mutually Assured Destruction. It's kind of like building off of the back of off the Villain, because they were kind of all made in the same session.
Indeed, Villain being your previous single. Yep.
Yeah, the Villain being the first single. Sorry, and the idea with these two songs was that they would kind of be a double A side, but also that they would, but both the both tracks would bleed into each other, so the end of That Mood kind of as like a big feedback synthesizer part that we kind of wanted to cut short and have a Mutually Assured Destruction kind of interrupt. But we also kind of, I also wanted to kind of keep the, I'd never kind of written lyrics that were kind of like a continuation of the last thing, and that was kind of a new challenge that I'd not set myself before. So yeah, and also with That Mood and Mutually Assured Destruction, they had been opening the live shows together, so it kind of worked quite well to figure out how I was going to put it out, having worked in reverse and practiced with the band and been like, these are the first two songs because they're the first two songs, like they're meant to be a set, which is quite nice.
Excellent. It's kind of like applying a sort of album mentality to two songs, which is really interesting.
I think this is where like I feel like I use streaming services incorrectly, because so many people recommend a playlist or listen to like single songs by artists, but I'm always like really like, if I'm always keen to kind of listen to the full album before I've kind of made my judgment on anything. And in my eyes, like to me, the whole point of like doing this is that like you get to maybe get lucky enough one day to kind of be able to do, to be able to show what you can do within 40 minutes or whatever. And I think that people are still like, regardless of if they've been around on this planet for a long time or if they're a young person, I still think that people are really interested and invested in the album and like what makes an album great. And I think you get that more from albums than you do singles or a bunch of random songs on a playlist, which can be great. But I also think that if you, as a music maker, I'm always kind of thinking about what I'd like that to look like if it were to become an album or if it were to be used in another context, like how would it work, and that keeps it interesting for me anyway.
Yeah, and I think there's a whole want of a body of work that works together, and I think that's something, and you know, I think that is something that works with kind of like the music that we've grown up with. So yes, I think the educator in you is winning out there, and I for one applaud that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take your applause.
Excellent. So where were the new singles recorded?
So the singles were recorded at the now deceased Resident Studios in over in Willesden, like over in northwest London, but we finished the mixes up at Hackney Road Studios just before Christmas. So it's kind of like a split job, really. We kind of laid down the rest of the synthesizers on one of the tracks. We kind of laid down the synthesizers on Mutually Assured Destruction in another place in Hackney. It's been half split, but then also most of the body of the work was done in was done at Resident Studios, which is now closed down, unfortunately.
That's a shame, but you gave it a fitting send off, I think.
The songs have spent quite a lot of time not on the shelf, but kind of did them quite a while ago, and Mutually Assured Destruction and That Mood, not only were they kind of written in a very kind of quick space of time, they were also kind of recorded really, not really quickly but they were kind of recorded within a day, and we kind of weren't sure if they were ever going to see the light of day for a little bit, but actually now that they're out, it's great, and yeah, it's fantastic to kind of put it out in the world, because now you can kind of see where the next kind of point on the map is to go.
Indeed. And on the subject of places to go, tell us about the gigs you've got coming up.
So our next show is going to be on the 21st of February, and that is at Skeans in Nunhead. And then the week after that, on the 28th of February, we are at the old dispensary in Camberwell. All of the live dates are on all of the Alexander Valentine socials, and I'm hoping that we can kind of populate that list more and more, because the first half of this year is populated with too many shows to kind of list right now. So we return to Essex. I return to Essex on the 8th of June, playing at Hotbox in Chelmsford, which is another trip down memory lane. So that'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to that one as well. But I mean, it's a while away, but we're all excited to kind of spread our wings a little bit.
Indeed, yeah, that's going to be definitely a triumphant homecoming, I think.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it should be good. Jar Records are putting us on, and I've known Josh for about as long as I've known you, so it should be good. It should be a good show, that one. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, remind us where people can get their hands on the new single.
So That Mood and Mutually Assured Destruction, as well as the previous single, The Villain, are all available on all streaming services. So that's if you're using Spotify or if you're using Apple Music or anything else. It should all be on there. Everything's up on Bandcamp as well. The links to all of that are all on our socials. So every social network, the handle is Ali Valley A, which is like A-L-L-Y-V-A-L-L-Y-A. It's all available on there, and I think that I'm quite visible on all those socials, so shouldn't be too difficult for listeners to find if they like what they hear.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, good luck with the live shows, and wherever you go from here, whatever direction your music is about to take you, I think we shall all be watching that with great interest. And
yeah.
Well, we shall hear the new songs now, and Matt from Alexander Valentine, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Nick. Have a good one.
Just someone to confide in, 'cause all that I see
suffer fools when they're into you. Let me tell you, they're all looking for right words to say. But it's true that I've been accused of the same. When you're gonna draw the line? When you're gonna draw the line? Do you suffer fools when they're into you? Let me tell you, they're all looking for right words to say. But it's true that I've been accused of the same. Try to swallow that wound. We've all got enough on our plate without you picking at something new. Every time that I look around, I see less and less of the truth. Plagiarize the ancient, 'cause they got it right the first time round. Having too long to think is as intoxicating as all of the poison you drink. Do you suffer fools when they're into you? Let me tell you, they're all looking for right words to say. But it's true that I've been accused of the same. When you're gonna draw the line? When you're gonna draw the line? Do you suffer fools when they're into you? Let me tell you, they're all looking for right words to say. But it's true that I've been accused of the same.
Hey Tads, want to listen to your music in peace? Sign up for SoundCloud Go so you can listen.
Mirror.
Alexander Valentine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Many thanks to Matt from Alexander Valentine for chatting to us earlier on in the week in time for Valentine's Day. And, well, you heard That Mood and Mutually Assured Destruction, which is a double A-side single, which is out now. And you can next catch Alexander Valentine playing live next Wednesday at Ski Hands in London. Specifically, Southeast London on One Kitto Road. And there's plenty more coming up as well, so look up Alexander Valentine online for all the information on where you can next catch them live. We'll be looking at more gigs that are coming up in the next 7 days after I played you a couple more seasonal tracks for Valentine's Day, including this one out today. It is our good buddies Nick Cody and Taos, along with Corwin Zeckley and Harry Orme, and this is their cover of Nick Cave's Nobody's Baby Now.
I've searched the holy books. I've tried to unravel the mystery of Jesus Christ, the Savior.